You need to start that brand though. Starting a brand is a big deal. Do you want to be a business, small little business in a small little town? Or do you want to have a household name like Elvis Presley, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Steve Jobs, all these people, you know, Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, Jack Harlow, Post Malone. Every single one of them have a brand. We're talking about how to make money here. We're talking about how to build a brand. And the best way to do that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brendan Acker Influence, where I teach you how to succeed, accomplish your dreams, and develop multiple income streams. On this podcast, I like to study the rich, and I like to teach you how to get rich. I like to study entrepreneurship, business, and teach you how to become more effective as not just an entrepreneur, but also a business person, also somebody of high value, somebody who can offer a business a service that could make them more money. The truth is, if you want to be successful in business, if you want to be successful in entrepreneurship, then you have to be good at making value for other people. And on this show, I really do try to do that. I try to give you guys real practical life advice, real business advice that I've learned, successes, failures. I want you guys to know that information that I didn't know. I want to save you guys the time and money that I spent as an entrepreneur, as a CEO, doing all of this stuff, spending all of this money. At the end of the day, you have to learn how to maneuver this jungle. You have to learn how to spend money. And you have to learn how to be okay with not overspending. A lot of people don't even have their basic finances in order. And then they expect, oh, let's go and start a business. Well, first of all, wrong. Second of all, a lot of people who go and start businesses that are unsustainable. They start businesses that don't make money off the top. See, I've made the mistake of doing that too. I've started businesses and those businesses not be successful because they weren't true asset value. They weren't true businesses or services that gave other businesses or people an edge. Until you can give people that financial security, until you, your business, can actually give people that value, then the truth is, you're in trouble. See, a lot of the CEOs and founders that I talk to, that I've networked with, most of them have a business that is sustainable. These businesses can be sustained because they offer a real service. Most people are starting businesses that cost too much money. And then most people start businesses that are really great.
Good, great, wonderful.
But they don't continue. They don't keep working on the business. They stop working as hard as they need to in order to make that business succeed and profit. From my experience being an entrepreneur, the more businesses you start, when you're young especially, you're giving yourself a big edge. You're giving yourself a big head start. Starting businesses at a young age is what's gonna give you that edge over all your friends. Starting that business at a young age, you're gonna get experience. Now, should everybody go and start a business? No.
No, God, please, no!
Everybody should not start a business because the truth is, starting a business is hard enough in itself. It's already hard enough to buy a business. See, if you're trying to start businesses, if you're trying to be a real entrepreneur who organizes systems, organizes people, organizes businesses, then you need to be consistent. Why is it that most people you know who have tried to start businesses,
it never worked?
Why is it that those businesses didn't make money? A big reason businesses don't make money, the big reason that most businesses are actually failing is because they're not providing enough value. Those businesses need to print cash. So what are businesses that print cash? Well, a lot of the friends who I know who are millionaires, multimillionaires, and they're young, they're younger than me, some of them a couple years older than me. What do they all have in common? They're not just entrepreneurs who start businesses, they buy businesses, they own businesses, they buy brands. A lot of my own mentors, they taught me to buy brands. They taught me to, if not buy brands, grow brands, because you will always make money. Businesses are always trying to get to that next level. So how do you get to that next level? You start making better content. You start making stuff that's valuable for the consumer. What are the best businesses to start? What are the best businesses to invest in? As a young entrepreneur, what would I do if I was starting all over? What business would I start? Well, honestly, if I was younger and if I had a good amount of cash already, then I would probably buy some real estate. If it wasn't real estate, I'd buy a business. But I'd probably get real estate first because real estate will teach you how to run a business. Real estate will teach you how to be a business owner. So you're gonna learn how to deal with tenants. You're gonna learn about 1031 tax exchanges to defer the capital gains. You're gonna learn about bonus depreciation. I don't know about you, but if you like money, real estate is the money business. I definitely recommend real estate because guess what? 90% of millionaires own real estate. 90% of billionaires own businesses though. Remember that. Moral of the story, ladies and gentlemen, You should start a business, yes, but it should be a business that's going to make money. Your business should be a business that's actually going to help people. Your business should be a business that's going to bring other businesses to the next level. So, what kind of businesses can you invest in to yield the highest possible ROI, return on investment?
What are those best businesses that you could invest in to make you the highest ROI? Well, I think a lot of those businesses are going to be, obviously, you know, storage facilities, laundromats, transportation, insurance companies, you know, anything like that. Anything that's just people need it. You know, law firms, buying law firms would be great. Now, what do you do if you're a startup and you don't have any money? Well, if you're a startup, you don't have any money, then you need to start an e-commerce brand. You need to get on YouTube, start making videos. You need to show your face and get your message out there, or else somebody else you know is going to do it. Honestly, I'm not joking. Trust me, that will eat you alive. You need to chase your dreams, go do your thing. You need to start that brand though. Starting a brand is a big deal. Do you want to be a business, small little business in a small little town? Or do you want to have a household name like Elvis Presley, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Steve Jobs, all these people, you know, Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, Jack Harlow, Post Malone. Every single one of them have a brand. Now, do we believe in every message of every single person? No, but we're talking about how to make money here. We're talking about how to build a brand. And the best way to do that, ladies and gentlemen, is by just doing it. Getting out there, taking the risk, spending the money, putting in that input will give you the output you want. You gotta get motivated. You gotta get after it. You know, sometimes it's hard for me to make videos, but I do it anyways because I know it works. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Brendan Acker Influence Podcast, where we teach you how to succeed, accomplish your dreams, and develop multiple income streams. Tune in next week, December 18th on Monday, because we have a great interview lined up. It's a surprise. I'm not going to give you guys the surprise, but I will say we have a special guest who is coming on the Brendan Acker Influence to talk to you about how to become more effective as a human being and how to become a better reader. We'll see you there. Lastly, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to promote Podmatch.com. If you want to host or be a guest on a podcast, then Podmatch is for you. As a conversationalist myself and somebody who loves the art of connection and the art of people, the art of psychology and having interesting conversations and learning about the world, if you want to do that, if you want to have one of your own shows, if you want to be a guest, if you want to be a host, then guess what? Podmatch is for you. You have the opportunity of interviewing extremely interesting people, people who are very successful. Whatever's in your niche, whatever your podcast is for, you can have the guests come to you, and you can get on other shows by doing it too. You can not only have a platform of your own, but you can also make commissions. You can also make money. So make yourself some money. Sign up for podmatch.com. If you guys do want to support me or the show, another way you can do that is by just clicking the link in the description where it says support the show. That will give you the opportunity to sign up for our monthly membership, which is $3, $5, $8, $10, however much you want to spend per month. Obviously, the more money you spend, I can keep making great content for you. And that's kind of the point. So if you want to support the show, if you want to see better content like this, you want to see the upgrades, you want to see us get to that next level, then you've got to support the show. You can support us through the membership. You can buy my books, Beyond the Beat and How I Made My Door My Office. Or you can just support me by clicking the affiliate link in podmatch.com and signing up there. There's plenty of ways that you can support me. And ladies, gentlemen, at the end of the day, my goal is to make you more informed and educated. My goal on my show is to have discussions with interesting people that will bring you to the next level and also giving you a little bit of entertainment in between. Business, entrepreneurship, personal development, but also some entertainment here and there. We're getting there. We're learning. We're content creating. We're getting better together. But my goal is to teach you how to do that, to get you to that next level. And so that way you can learn from my successes, my failures, and together we can own the world. Let's do it. I want to see you there. Without further ado, I got nothing else, ladies and gentlemen. Stay prudent, stay powerful, and stay wealthy.